This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Migos rapper Offset was detained by Beverly Hills police and he live-streamed the altercation on Instagram. A passerby reported someone inside the car pointed a gun at them and provided a license plate to the vehicle. Offset's passenger, Marcello Almanzar, 20, was arrested and charged for carrying a concealed weapon and carrying a loaded firearm in public. Idiot! Drake released a teaser on his 34th birthday. His new album will be called Certified Lover Boy, and the release date is in January 2021. Within the short clip, a young boy, presumably a version of Drake himself, looks up into a spotlight shining down on him. The teaser then shows short recreations of the artwork for Drake's previous releases. Yep, Drake's getting old. The 60 Minutes show that featured a controversial interview with President Trump delivered 17 million viewers for CBS, making the broadcast the most watched non-sports related television program since the Oscars in February. The popular broadcast news magazine, which gained major promotion after Trump walked off his interview with Leslie Stahl, was number one. Best walk-off ever. Ashley Park, 29, featured in Emily in Paris, was diagnosed with leukemia at 15. The actress, who's best known for playing Gretchen Wieners in the Broadway adaptation of Mean Girls, said, quote, "I never wanted to be just the Asian girl, but then I got to 16 and was the bald girl and the sick girl," unquote. She says her illness helped her become a more empathetic person. Good for her. Bachelorette Rachel Lindsay is defending her long-distance marriage. After many questions, Lindsay has discussed her non-traditional marriage with husband Brian Abasolo. Rachel has been living in L.A. and working on Extra, while Brian focuses on his chiropractor business in Miami. She says that she wants them both to be happy and successful. Yeah, good luck. Adele is nipping dating rumors in the bud. Amid a new crop of rumors about Adele's alleged romance with British rapper Skepta, the singer hopped on Instagram and said she was very much single. She said, quote, "I'm going back to my cave now to be the single cat lady that I am. Peace out till next year," unquote. So there you go. Not dating. Take that, internet. Cheryl Burke suffered a scary fall during a rehearsal for Dancing with the Stars, injuring her head. The 36-year-old Burke lost her footing and fell while practicing with partner AJ McLean and hit her head on the floor. Burke said, quote, "Woman facepalming. It's one of those things that can happen in a split second," unquote. She also thanked the ex-Backstreet Boy for helping her up. Yeah. Ariana Grande is officially on TikTok. The superstar joined the popular social media platform to promote her latest single, Positions. For her first two TikTok videos, Grande shared a pair of snippets from her new White House set music video for the track. The full length marks her follow-up to 2019's Thank You, Next. Welcome, TikToker! Dua Lipa unveiled the 2020 American Music Awards nominations. Roddy Ricch and The Weeknd both lead with 8 each. Rich's chart-topping rock star collaboration with DaBaby is nominated for Collaboration of the Year, while his hit The Box is up for Favorite Song. The AMAs will air from LA November 22nd on ABC. Without an audience. Hollywood producer David Guyot was arrested at his Sherman Oaks home on suspicion of sexually assaulting a woman while he was out on bail for prior sexual assault allegations. He's accused of sexually assaulting a woman during an evening meeting on October 21st. Guyot was executive producer of the Netflix release Extraction and the 2017 film Atomic Blonde. Scumbag. Wendy Williams told viewers of her talk show that she's, quote, not a perfectionist in response to her odd behavior in a recent episode of her Chat Fest. At times, during the Hot Topic segment that starts each show, she trailed off in the middle of sentences or appeared to be lost and seemed at times disoriented during the show. This woman needs help or a better prescription. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is the latest film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that's completed production. Simu Liu, the frontman of the upcoming superhero pick, as well as the film's director, Destin Daniel Cretton, enthusiastically announced the film is wrapped shooting. We made a baby, they said. The film will be released in 9 months. The PS5 and Xbox Series X are giving some audio firms a serious headache. A number of gaming-friendly AV receivers have been hit by a major HDMI bug that causes a black screen on your TV. Sound United, which owns Denon and Marantz, said they've come up with a couple of workarounds and are working to release a permanent solution. Now that's a bug! 19-year-old TikTok star Quinlan Blackwell posted she's living with 41-year-old DJ Diplo. She uploaded several videos of them hanging out, titled Living with Diplo, the series. After fans raised questions, Diplo responded, quote, I rent one of my properties to Quinn, and yes, I use the studio that's in that building, unquote. Living with. Bad choice of words. The trash bin. Blac Chyna has scored a legal victory against the Kardashians. A judge denied the Kardashians' motion to dismiss 32-year-old Chyna's lawsuit against them over the cancellation of her reality series with ex-fiancé Rob Kardashian, Rob and Chyna. Rob's attorney, Marty Singer, previously has claimed that the show was canceled because the then couple had split up. Chyna, get a job.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook has launched Facebook Gaming, its cloud gaming platform, with Naughty Dog co-founder Jason Rubin. Tesla has recalled nearly 50,000 Model S and X cars in China over faulty suspension. Pinterest shares soared 33% after having a monster quarter of new users. IMAX's third quarter earnings fell 57% due to theater shutdowns. Thanks, 2020.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Honest Thief, starring Liam Neeson, is tops at the drive-in.
The number one album.
Luke Combs' What You See Is What You Get is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Crossfire continues to be the best-selling app.
The number one book.
Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Ariana Grande is back, and she's opened up about her steamy romance with new boyfriend Dalton Gomez in graphic detail on her new album Positions. The 27-year-old pop star has been dating real estate agent Dalton since the start of the year after they were introduced by mutual friends. And Ariana is bearing all about their bedroom antics in her sexually explicit new record. Bragging about her sexual prowess, she goes into detail about all-night romps and waking up her neighbors on a number of tracks. The chorus to 34 plus 35 sees Ariana urging, "Can you stay up all night? F*** me till the daylight?" Do we love her new music? Oh yeah. Here's Ariana Grande with the song of the week, Positions.
Heaven sent you to me. I'm just hoping I don't beat history. Boy, I'm trying to meet your mama on a Sunday to make a lot of love on a Monday. Never need no one else, babe, 'cause I'll be switching in positions for you. Picking in the kitchen and I'm in a better room.
I'm in the bedroom.
That was Ariana Grande with the song of the week, Positions. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.